동물 송우리 방글에 운두지 한글에 송우리 지금 뭐 한글에 당가야 반도 고노 승계란무다 아래 봐야인데 뭐 누시니 더그 벨리 더그 벨리 한번 가야나
Tiger belly, life, juices, energy within you, without you, on the outside, on the inside, on the outskirts, on the upper, lower register of your psyche. Shit. Soccer. It's haikus, it's poetry, it's things that just flow out of me, guys. And I'm going to tell you something right now. This tiger belly situation has really gotten to my head. I'm really beginning to think that I am the Slep King.
Like a messiah.
No, like a demon god.
Oh, oh my god.
A demon god or a demigod?
No, demon god.
Oh, like it's an actual demon.
I didn't misspell it.
Misspell?
It's a demigod? No, I'm a demon god.
Okay.
Demigod?
No,
demon.
I'm a demon god.
I didn't know if this is Japanese accent still.
Songuriya.
Demon god.
No, I really, it's gotten in my head. I went to San Antonio. Right, I go up on stage, and people yelling "Nosotros papaya."
Yeah,
George is a pink dick. Slep King, all this stuff, and these are and then after I meet these people, and I'll do things like I'll touch their face, and go, "This year is gonna be your year," and then their eyes get all jiggly.
Dude,
no, they vibrate. They get jiggly and they vibrate. And they look at me and they go, really?
Yeah.
I go, yes. Nosotros papaya. And they say nosotros papaya to me. And then there's something that happens. I was at the airport with that little Punjab kid that I opened for me, Asan.
Oh, him.
He's from Bangla. And
Bangla?
Whatever. Bangla. I don't know the rest of it.
It's the nickname.
I don't know the rest of it.
Bangladesh?
Whatever. He's from there. And these two guys, they're in uniform and they're military. And they said, they were trembling. And they said, Nosotros papaya, Slep King, you would take a photo? And I put my hand on one of the military guy's chest.
Oh my God.
No, just listen.
I don't understand.
And I said, fortune. And he goes, what?
That's what I would say.
Yeah, yeah. And I go, I just gave you fortune. Oh my God. And then he looked at me, he goes, thank you. Like, I really did something. And I said, $20. He goes, thank you.
He gave me $20.
No, he's going to get $20 eventually.
Oh,
eventually.
That's what the chest on hand in the chest means.
Oh, wow.
It's really getting to my head. I really need to take a break or something. I need to take like, you know, a humility break. Because I look in the mirror, I don't even see me anymore.
What do you see?
I see just aura.
Like a light?
You just see light?
A glow.
And what color is that glow?
It's the color of diabetes.
Oh man, that's sad.
Yeah. Diabetes and like kidney disease.
Gosh, man.
And my neck hurts so bad.
Mm. Oh really?
Yeah, and then there's a guy. There was a couple of guys in San Antonio who come every time to San Antonio to see me, and they're 7'9". They both weigh 300 pounds, and they have gigantism.
They really do.
I don't know what they have.
Like Antonio Silva.
Yeah, but they're always in the front. Door like this. They talk like this. Hey, babe.
With an accent?
Yeah, like this.
Where are they from?
I don't know. And they take me to tacos.
Wow.
Yeah, so I have gigantism, people. And they could crush your eyes.
Just call them giants.
They can crush you.
Nah, gigantism, people.
they could crush you.
Yeah.
Like Andre did, the giant.
Andre was sweet, though.
Let me tell you something right now, too. You know, when Korea beat Germany, I was really happy for Korea because we got to help another brown nation
people
get through to the last 16. We really helped them. And what happened was, if you don't know, if you're not following the World Cup, Mexico lost to Sweden, so they were out of the World Cup. And Korea had to beat Germany, which was never going to happen because Germany are the champions.
Powerhouse.
Right? But what did we do? We won 2-0. It was a miracle.
Disney movie.
It's like a Disney movie,
for sure.
Right?
It was just about honor at that point.
And then Mexicans, you know what the Mexicans did? They honored us.
Oh, great.
You know what they did? They picked us up.
Yeah.
And they fucking ran around with us on their shoulders around town.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Saying, thank you, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And in the Mexico City, you know, they went to the embassy mm-hmm. and the chancellor or whatever, the Korean chancellor, they brought him out. They did shots of tequila with him.
Amazing.
And they picked him up like he was a fucking puppet. You know what I mean? Or what something.
Yeah.
And they
I have a question though.
What? But
you
then.
You know that guy in Mexico City, that random. Oh shit.
What are you doing, man?
I'll say close to the mic.
Please don't do that.
That random Korean guy.
Yeah.
Who everyone wanted to take a picture with.
Yeah.
He just allowed people to like basically. Like idolize him.
The goalkeeper.
I would.
He was like receiving all the love with like, yeah, I did, like as if he did something.
The goalkeeper?
No. Some like, random guy in Mexico, yeah. Korean dude, just was getting taken selfies with people.
Yeah.
Because people were like, what? Because he was Korean.
That's
he was
it. Korean.
You know what I would have done?
What?
Pulled my dick out.
Why?
Suck.
Oh my god.
Suck it. We would suck it off. You want it last 16? That's what I did. Suck it. So you know, I'll be honest with you. I was caught up on the heat. I was caught on the hype and all that. I was so happy for Mexicans. I was so happy for Korea. It just felt, you know, what the World Cup is supposed to be.
Coming
it
to
connects me. People. Mm-hmm. But then, I saw this bullshit.
Yeah.
That's.
There's hundreds of photos
you
like
about
this.
To defend it?
Yeah.
It's Mexicans doing Chinese eye things. Into a camera.
Why are they not Korean eye things?
What?
Why did you say? Why did you specifically say Chinese?
Because
eye
look
thing?
At the way they're being. They're backwards.
That's, oh, you know, Chinese,
directly
Japanese,
back.
What is
Korean?
It? Chinese.
Japanese
and down.
Korean is fully sideways.
Yeah. Okay. Oh yeah. This yeah. They're up a little up. But I posted this photo on Instagram and there was a pretty. And I don't want to give. So this it's a photo of a bunch of Mexican fans of their team. In their jerseys, and they're doing Chinese eyes, and then.
But why did you post that photo?
Because I wanted to see what the comments would be, and Nick Youssef's probably trumped everyone else's.
What did he say?
Did you take this photo from stage? Very funny.
That's good.
Right. One of the other guy goes, "Which one is you?"
Mm.
Which is a very funny
That's
one.
Funny. That's good.
But there was a lot of Asians mad. And there's a comedian named PK. I'm going to read his comment. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this is the tone of a lot of Koreans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm glad you posted this.
Does he have an accent?
No, he doesn't. But I'm going to do
He's
one.
He's very American.
I know, but I'm going to. Can I do an accent with it?
Okay, fine. This is PK, everyone.
It just makes
PK impression.
His inner Asian's coming out.
Yeah.
I'm glad you posted this. I'm rooting for Mexico. I just said a Mexican.
Yeah. You turned Mexican. Hey, I don't know why.
All right, no, I'm going to start over.
Try your best, yeah.
I'm glad you posted this.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's
better.
I'm rooting for Mexico because more Mexicans showing Korea love after we help them advance. I love all Mexicans except these fuckers doing slant eye and trying to pass it off like no big deal. GTFO. H, what does that mean?
Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck about up here.
That's exactly what
it's like, yeah. Let me say that again.
One more time.
Get the fuck about up here.
Yeah, that's on point.
The most unoriginal shit. People have been making fun of Asians for same way for a century.
Why are you saying cholo?
Come on with something new, fucking idiots. That's the sentiment.
Yeah.
And can I say, you know what my opinion is?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, it's funny. I don't care.
At the end of the day, it's such a small, tiny minority of people doing that. So I think that it's actually kind of, you post what you want to post, but there's already so much like division in this country. And
get
so
the
many...
fuck out of here.
That's exactly.
Sorry.
It's like, we keep pointing out differences and things that like hurt our feelings. We never kind of reach out and see the humanity of it. For starters, yeah, they should come up with something more original. That's dumb. But that doesn't speak for the, you know, for any of the Mexicans I know. Like, they would never do that. I guarantee you that wasn't in LA.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that was...
What was that? Just, is that in Mexico?
I just don't know anybody who would do that. That's like a total of, let's say, even if it was 90 people, 90 dumb fucks, that doesn't speak for the Mexicans.
Well, no, it wasn't just 90. First of all, a couple of TV, Telemundo...
I heard about that.
Yeah, they got fired or like suspended.
Yeah.
Why? What happened?
They did that too.
On air?
On air. So what I'm saying is not just 20 people. It's hundreds of... I've seen hundreds of photos of that. And I'm going to just tell you, it's weird. It's like, holy shit, they saved us. It's weird. Dude, doing their eye like that?
It's also like...
Is that a thank you?
1997.
Yeah, because they kind of tokenized racism. The idea of like the Asian person. It's like, it's still, you're still a chinito, you know? You're still a chino. You're not really like from... Like, I think all my Asian friends are called Chino at some point, at one point or another.
Yeah.
Like, that's all you are, really.
Yeah, Mencia used to call me Cochino.
A Cochino's different. That means nasty. Like, you're dirty. Like a pig.
Yeah, I know. I'm Korean. But I'm Korean and I'm a Chino. So they would say Cochino. So it was like two things.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why.
I never got that. I always got Buddha's Delight.
What?
People would always call me Buddha's Delight, like Latinos, like, in Georgia. Like, there was a restaurant called Buddha's Delight.
Oh, that's so why. Yeah.
I was fat, so.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, even though that's fucked up, you posting it makes the sentiment, like, feel stronger. And I feel like, at this point in time, like, can we just look for more things we have in common versus things that are going to piss us
off? Oh, so what I did was wrong?
No. I'm not saying it's wrong. It needs to be...
So take it off.
Recognize that
Sarah Silverman liked it. That's all I give a fuck about.
Definitely don't take it off.
Don't take it off now. I mean,
Silverman doesn't like any of my shit.
This is the first post.
That's the first post she liked.
Maybe because she does. Like,
generally, Koreans and Mexicans.
I'm gonna read off all the comments. I'm gonna just show you who liked the photo in terms of comedians. Okay. He doesn't matter. He doesn't matter.
Wow.
He doesn't matter.
I want to hear those names.
He doesn't matter. Theo Vaughn, that matters. Michael Rosenbaum, that matters. He doesn't matter.
What I have sweaty hands.
What happened?
It's really bad.
And then Sarah Silverman. What's going on? Is it because I said, get the fuck out of here? Like that?
No, this is how I sweat every day of my life.
We sold out, basically.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thanks everybody for buying our t-shirt. That's great.
Appreciate
it. You're going to love it. It's great fabric. It's made out of wool skin.
Absolutely, it's made out of wool.
It's made out of wolf skin.
No wolves are harmed.
Stop it. It's synthetic wolf skin.
Okay.
Now, you think that you have stalkers or what? What am I hearing, George? You have people that like you?
Who's saying this?
You said that there was like three or four people
on Instagram, there's a cult following growing of George Kimmel Pink Dick. And there was a small handful of five people that were... out of the 4,000 comments,
that's a cult following.
Out of the 4,000 comments, there was that's five comments and growing of people demanding for a George Kimmel T-shirt.
Could I just say, at the bar this morning where we watched the game, there was one guy there who recognized me, local in Echo Park at the Holloway.
And what did he say?
He said, "Hey," he walked over. He was like, "You're George." I can't even remember his name. It sounded like Yoga or.
Because you're a fucking asshole. That's why.
Yeah. Yoga or Yoda?
And then you took a picture.
No.
Hey, look at me. Took a picture.
He was wearing a Brazil jersey. Not a chance.
Okay. Wow. But I honestly also believe, and maybe I'm wrong, but because of the Slani eye thing, they lost today.
They lost to Sweden, 3-0.
That's true. That too.
I'm pretty bummed about it.
Brazil looked great.
They did.
They look great.
At this point, who do you think is going to be in the finals?
Well, you can't. You're not going to be able to.
I think Belgium is a big.
Yeah, Belgium.
Belgium, France, Uruguay.
Uruguay is a huge contender. I think England still has a chance.
England, you think?
Yeah.
Uruguay, England.
France does big time because they have
France
Griezmann,
has a huge.
They have Giroud. They have
Mbappe, whatever his name is. Mm-hmm. He's great.
Mbappe.
France. Pogba. Yeah. Or no, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pogba's on it.
Mbappe.
Giroud's on it.
Fuck.
Giroud's there.
Yeah. Giroud's there.
Yeah. The World Cup this year is the craziest one I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I've been following it for maybe four World Cups I've followed or five, but this is out of the five that I've seen is the bonk. It's bonkers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at who's out.
Yeah,
Spain. Mm-hmm. These are juggernauts. Germany.
Mm-hmm. Argentina.
Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
Portugal, I guess.
Portugal. Nah, I wouldn't say Portugal. Yeah. There's one guy.
True.
One guy's out.
Even weirder is that Italy doesn't have a team. The U.S. They're not even in. Yeah,
U.S. is not even in it.
Italy didn't qualify. That's
yeah.
That's not crazy. You know who else didn't qualify? The Netherlands.
I know.
The Netherlands. They're a fixture. And because all those guys
are old now.
Yeah, I mean, they. I don't know who's.
Who's that flopper? Van Persie?
Van Persie, yeah, but he's too old. Yeah. All those guys, Ian Robin, Van Persie, all those guys are old. Van der Vaart, you know, but they were great. It's a bonkers one. Mm-hmm. And I also need people listening right now. If you live in the LA area, hopefully, we got to give Little Fritter a home. I love him. And you know what strengthened my love for him was I saw the movie Isle of Dogs. If you're a Wes Anderson fan,
so good.
You have to watch Isle of Dogs. The dude is. I mean, I don't know if it's. I don't think the mainstream America will get it, but he uses a lot of like music from like the original, like back in the Godzilla days, little Kurosawa music. There's just certain things that he uses. Just even visually. That's so him and yet authentically Japanese and just creative. And it's just a great movie. It really is great.
I loved it so much. I've seen it twice already.
Yeah. It's no Hereditary. Do you see Hereditary yet?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you saw it. Yeah. But it's just it's bonkers out there, you know. And today I just want to let you guys know that I went into work today for my second season.
Nice.
And I'm sitting, once I walk in, the guy, Dean, this guy named Dean Holland, who is the reason why I'm on the show, because he worked at Love. Mm-hmm. He brought me over. He goes, hey, come in here. And we walk into a room, and guess who they hired as a producer? You're not going to know, but I'm going to tell you. A guy by the name of Scott Seitz. Scott Seitz was my producer at Mad TV for 8 years. Scott Seitz was there at the intervention when I was on drugs.
Oh.
Scott Seitz was there when I shit in Dick Blasucci's office.
He was there for all that, Bobby.
He saw. Damn. He was there when I shit in Ike Barinholtz's dressing room. He was there when I farted in Krista Flanagan's mouth.
This guy was at every single important moment in your life.
No, I mean, because he was the guy to call me or put me in his office and go, Bobby, why did you do that? He was that guy. So when I saw him, obviously the hug was deep. I love this dude. He's my friend. Mm-hmm. And he was my boss. Mm-hmm. So then we sit down with Dean. And now let me just say this, okay? When I was on Mad TV, I was a nightmare. Like, I'll give you an example. We were sponsored by Yaris. The car.
The tiny car. Right?
Toyota Yaris. So what Mad TV would make us do is, you know, if we wrote a sketch or whatever, they go, well, you're going to have to say Toyota Yaris in the sketch. I'm like, all right, I will, but do we get any money? They go, no, we're getting the money.
Oh.
Right? So we would have to go, hey, Betty, you want to go on a date in my Toyota Yaris?
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. It was like terrible. So a couple of weeks later, I was just fed up with it. And we had one Toyota Yaris that we used in every sketch.
That's so weird.
I stole the keys of the Toyota Yaris. And I had Jordan Peele and Ike Barinholtz come in the car. Mm-hmm. Let's go for a joyride. And I took it down an alley and I scraped it against a fucking alley wall.
On purpose?
Oh. Yeah. Oh, and I did $6,000 of damage underneath the car.
Oh, shit.
And I brought it back and it was like the thing was falling apart. That's how crazy I was. And I parked it and I go, there you go. And they were like, all just, I couldn't believe it. My behavior.
Do you think you're going to get fired?
Why'd no. You do that? I did it because they couldn't fire me. You can't do it in the beginning.
Yeah.
In the beginning, they fire you.
You're a vet.
But you like, know, you know where you're in any job.
He's testing boundaries.
Where you go, I can do this. Mm. It was not good. What? But so Scott saw that. Right?
Jeez. Hey.
So now we're sitting down with this. Now when I'm on Splitting Up, I'm on time for that one, except for that one time I was late. I'm on time. I'm cordial. I know everyone's name. I'm so nice. I don't fart in anyone's mouth. Mm-hmm. I haven't shit on anyone's floor. Mm-hmm. I haven't crashed anybody's car. I'm like, people think I'm a Christian there.
Right.
You know, God bless you. Have a fruitful day. Mm-hmm. I say shit like that.
Have a fruitful day.
Yeah, they go, what?
He also put his hand on my chest and said, good fortune.
Yeah.
It's a $20.
Yeah. And then, so we sit down with this guy, Dean, and then Scott goes, oh my God, I got to tell you this one thing that he did. And I go, stop! I had to yell that, stop! And I told, they don't know. They don't know that. He's like, I know, but he took his, I go, you can't say that. He was like, he took his dick out and peed on somebody or whatever. Right? And I wanted, and then Dean goes, I know that, oh, yeah, that's how he used to be. But he's not like that here, which is great, but it could be bad. I mean, he could get drunk with them.
And be like, tell all the stories?
And tell the stories. Mm. But, you know, if I'm not like that now, right, that's not going to affect me.
No.
Yeah.
A man can change, right? A man can improve and realize his past, you know.
Aggressions?
Transgressions. Right?
Aggressions. Be fruitful, yeah.
Yeah, what a weird week. LeBron came, and you know what? And when LeBron came, right, I'm like, I thought he was already here.
You'll never get it right, by the way, because yesterday he came home.
Yeah. What?
And I sort of got say? Maybe.
What? It was a LeBron.
LeBron, yeah.
LeBron came, James. No, I know it's LeBron James.
Yeah.
I fuck up the first part.
He always says LeBron.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yesterday he was like, babe, do you hear about LeBron?
Yeah, and then Kweezy is going to come.
Cowie.
Cowie.
Cowie
yeah.
Leonard.
Kweezy is going to come.
Is he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Drake, is he? Yeah, he's doing something.
Will Smith came out with a new album called Scorpion.
That's what
Scorpion.
It is. Two-parter. Scorpion's great. Mm-hmm. Two-parter. He talks about his kids.
Only in Emotionless, he does.
Yeah, yeah. So that's how
Tractory.
I know.
It.
Oh wow, someone's Tractory been just.
He's not coming to the Lakers though.
Drake.
The artist is not coming to the Lakers.
No. Yeah. Now let me ask you something. Does that make me? Because I don't know. I mean, I know how basketball is played.
Do you like the sport at first, or not? Whatever.
I mean, I played NBA Jam and whatnot.
Yeah.
The video games.
Yeah.
I've never been really that into it. To be honest with you.
Give it a try.
No, I'll tell you the reason why, though.
Yeah, I want to know.
Because aside from Jeremy Lin mm-hmm. and Yao Ming, my people don't play it.
But why soccer?
Because we play it.
International, I guess.
No, not internationally. When Jisoo Park played for Man U, Sun plays for Tottenham, the whole national team, the goalkeeper might go to Liverpool now. We play it. And also we're good.
So
it's if the sport was like a, like maybe there was like seven Asian guys in the NBA and doing well, then I'd be like, oh.
Then why don't you watch baseball?
So boring.
I was so long and
boring.
I can't do it. It's so slow. It's so slow.
I don't like pop.
Only playoffs. That's all I care about.
Baseball is the greatest thing.
Popcorn
just,
all day.
Leave on your TV and just go about your day. I love it. It's so nice to hear it in the background. Or when you go and you know you have 4 hours to enjoy something with your family and friends. It's like a family affair. I've been to basketball.
So
I love basketball.
Elevator
games.
Music is what it is.
No, you eat peanuts. You know, you say seventh inning stretch. It's sort of it feels there's something nostalgic.
Okay,
about
but
it.
For a guy that doesn't like to talk to other people, though, so what? I'm there. All right.
No, you don't talk to other people. You just talk to who you're there with.
Exactly. I don't want to talk to anybody, even the person I'm there with. So, like, let's say you and I are there.
Yeah.
It's the ninth inning stretch. Or whatever, sixth inning.
Seventh,
whatever it is, right?
And you sing the song.
And nothing's going on.
You sing a song.
Right, and I'm eating pep, what did they eat it?
You said
peanuts?
Pepsi or Pepsi?
Peanut. I have
Pepsi peanuts.
Pepsi peanuts.
Garlic fries.
And fries.
All you can eat hot dogs.
And I'm like, so what's up, babe?
No, we'll be singing. Take
no, I'm not
me
singing.
Me out to the
for
ball
what game. Reason?
He just wants to go, ole, ole, ole,
it's nice.
Ole.
Okay,
and then I go,
the
what's up? And she's like, yeah, it's cool. It's nice out, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You think it's boring until you really invest in a few players and you see one of those just one time. You need to see that player
home,
that you like hit
home run. That's fun.
But while you're in Chavez That's Ravine, fun. It's the greatest feeling ever. It's so exciting.
I think it's better live than
it's kind of like soccer. Like you wait for a long match, and maybe they'll score, maybe they won't.
The reason why it's not soccer,
it's amazing.
Fuck, I love you, but this the reason why it's not the same is because soccer is one continually, they're constantly in motion. You know, soccer is not about scoring, it's about fluidity and how they pass and how the communication between the players, it's constantly moving. So for me, it's like, wow, what a great save, or that guy, that defender really blocked, you know, or he got back there, or man, Messi just went through six people, didn't score, but it's constantly moving. It's entertaining in that way. When you see a team that's good defensively, you know, when you see a good offense, it's just more, it's entertaining to me. But the reason why I don't like baseball is this constant stopping. They stop.
It doesn't feel that way.
People are chewing things.
I think if you're a baseball fan, it doesn't
eating.
Feel like that.
Yeah. What?
It's exciting. For me, from start to finish, it's
I know,
exciting.
But I'm sorry. I can't, I'll try.
You don't have to.
The season's just long, too. Like, playoffs are fun for me, but the season's so long.
I don't know. I just like every sport for... I can appreciate each sport for what they are.
You watch golf?
Long game. My dad used to watch a lot of golf. I would sometimes, but not as... I couldn't enjoy it as much as the other ones.
I will never play golf.
Have you tried it?
I've tried it, yeah.
You're really good at it because your dad's really good, right?
Well, like, that's the reason why I didn't do it. My dad fucked it up because he used to beat me with golf clubs.
Beat by a driver, so.
Yeah.
And when he was beating me with the golf clubs, I said, I'll never play this. You just ruined this sport for me. I'm so glad he didn't beat me with ping pong paddles because I love ping pong.
Or soccer ball.
Or soccer balls. If he beat me with a soccer ball, it would be really a bummer.
Oh, man.
Yeah. He did kick me.
You like, I mean? A soccer ball.
Yeah, like a soccer ball. Okay. But, yeah, my dad used to, and then, you know, I used to go with him some mornings. And just, when you don't play, you're in that little cart, golf cart. Mm-hmm. And he hits it. And then what it was he tried to start a fight with two black men. And I think he called them like the N-word or something.
Yeah.
And it really put a bad funk in my mouth. I go, my dad made it violent. And he didn't make it like nice. And then because of the beatings and stuff, I just went, you know, fuck this sport. And also, it's so elitist. It's for rich people. Like when I see Steve Renazzisi in his Instagram with his white shoes and his stupid white legs and his tan shorts. And then he has his white shirt tucked into his tan shorts, right? And he's got that white grin on his face. And he's got like some sort of stupid visor with some fucking symbol I don't like, you know? And he's sitting there with other people dressed exactly the same as him. And they're smiling in the middle of this empty like field. It makes me want to shoot him in the fucking eyes.
Ooh. Oh, man.
No, I mean, it makes me want to say, don't do it. That's what I meant to say.
Don't do it, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know who's another guy that would never play golf? Who? For a fact. Chris D'Elia. If Chris D'Elia played golf, it's the end of the world.
He would have a lot to say about it.
He would never do it. He doesn't like sports.
Oh, that's right.
He hates sports.
He thinks it's stupid men wear
jerseys. He hates uniforms. He hates the whole thing. If you talk about sports in front of him, he'll just walk away. He goes, no, fuck that, fuck that. Like, he does not like it. And that's why I love Chris. Mm-hmm. I feel like Theo Vaughn would play golf.
Yeah.
When he's here in a couple of weeks, we have him in a couple of weeks, I'm going to confront him on golf. But I feel like he would.
Southern, yeah, Louisiana.
Like, who do comics, what guests have we had?
Eric Griffin.
Definitely a golfer.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Joe Coy, probably a golfer, Filipino. No?
I think he
Vegas,
would.
Vegas.
I think he would. I think he would play. I think not Eddie Pepitone. He hates it.
Really?
Yeah, there's no way. Look at his body. There's no way. He can't swing nothing. But I hate that sport. But you know what? You know, I hated all sports until soccer, so maybe I'll change. I don't know.
What turned you on soccer?
What turned you on soccer?
God damn it.
What turned you on
what
soccer?
What did you do?
Hey, well, how'd you discover soccer, Bobby Lee?
I already fucking said the story, man.
Beat by a golf club.
You know why I like soccer? I've already said it.
FIFA.
Yeah.
Okay.
Video games with Steve, the Xbox.
2006, we were at a GameStop.
Oh, I know it was at a GameStop.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's a GameStop. We're at a GameStop. This is insane.
I can't believe that's happening right now.
Hey guys, we got a little off altercation, but everything's everything's fine. Everything's
you guys don't
fine.
Know what happened.
You don't know what happened, but
imagine.
Just imagine what happened, and there was
it's crazy.
Well, there was an hour break. It was an hour break, and there was some fighting, but now we're back.
Who was fighting?
Don't bring it up again.
Can't bring it up.
What are you doing? Don't bring it up again.
I need to know.
No, baby. Do we do another break? No, I'm being real.
Take another break right now.
Yeah, take another break.
We're taking a break, guys.
All right. Anyway, we're back. We're back.
All right, guys.
We're back.
Cool. Yeah, we're good.
Let me say something. You know, being in a closed space like this, and, you know, I just got off the road. I'm tired. And, you know, Kalila's been busy. You know, we all have our own little private lives. And sometimes we all butt heads. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to get into really, you know, what it was.
How long was that one?
That was 45 minutes.
That was a 45
minutes. Yeah. So we've been like off the air for an hour and 45. And it's rough, you know. But
you got to power through.
What do you power through? We were doing great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're doing really good. So.
Hour 45
That's how long it takes to defuse a situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. What happened to you, remember?
What happened?
You said you were prof before all this. Racist or something. Someone called
no,
you racist.
I told you last week, remember?
Well, what's the story?
Say it again. Nobody knows.
So, Gobi is a great dog, but there are some people that she doesn't like. When people are older people that are. She hates wobbly humans. If an older person isn't walking correctly, if young children who are sort of wobbly and unsteady, she freaks out and she barks when she's on the leash.
Oh, yeah.
Kids?
Yeah.
Hey, fuck you. That's my daughter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Anyway.
Oh, shit.
You all right?
I think you're right. Humping
you. Yeah. And then she started huffing me right now.
Oh my goodness, that was the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. Oh my
she
god,
scratched my eczema.
Yeah, but did that hurt? Look, it hurt. Did it hurt?
Yeah. Oh, what are you god. Training your animals here?
Look at
hey,
the fuck.
Hey,
yeah, yeah. Maybe you have a sexy leg. I don't know.
Sit. No, now you're going for my crotch.
Yeah, yeah.
Sit.
Just let him come. That's the quickest
Wait,
way.
Let me come?
No, let him come. Can a puppy come?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Dude, you're racially gay. What happened with the dog?
What happened? What happened?
So I feel like it's not going to compare to that moment.
Yeah, go ahead. So what happened?
Me.
So remember how I was saying earlier that like we've lost our minds and this country is so divided and everything is just everyone's just trying to find something to hurt them. And it's just not a good. The vibe is not generally good.
Yeah.
And it couldn't have been more evident than when I was walking Gobi. And every time I see that someone approaching, I always pick her up. And I don't always pick her up, but I take her further away from them just so she doesn't pop off, just so I don't have to like deal with judgy people saying, you know, like control your dog or whatever, because that shit like annoys me. So if you come into the entrance of our condo, there's a side entrance and there's a front entrance, right? And two guys were coming in, so I left the door open for them as I was coming out.
Yeah.
So I was coming out with a dog. I saw that they were coming in, so there's usually a code to get in our building. So instead of them having to punch the code, I was like, hey, they're coming in. So I left the door open.
Yeah.
I picked Gobi up and I went away from them. I went the other way to kind of avoid them.
Mm-hmm.
And then as they were opening the door that I had left open for them, these two dudes kept staring at me like hard. And so I kind of stared back at them like, why are they staring at me? Like, and then I got a little
back,
like defensive because I'm like, are they going to fucking like, what are they? They look pissed at me.
Yeah.
And then the dude came over like kind of like aggressively and he was like, you got a problem? He's like, do you have a question for me? And I was like, what? And he was like, you're looking at me like I'm going to steal something.
Was
and I'm like, are
oh
you?
God.
So, you know, because in that moment, yes. Because I just want to
yes.
avoid
okay.
the situation.
What, wait, wait, what? Now, let me guess.
They look like George. That's what I was going to ask.
No, they're Mexican.
No.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Why are you laughing?
Nothing.
Okay. Continue.
So, and I was like, wait, no. I was just trying to take my dog away because she's kind of an asshole. And I just walked away and I was like, hey, sorry. Because I just avoid because I'm a fucking spineless bitch. I was like, sorry. And I like walked away. Mm-hmm. Didn't mean anything by that. But then I sat there and I started like really getting pissed off. Like, why did this motherfucker just accuse me of being, you know, basically being racist when I just left the door open to the whole building, right?
Yeah.
So after like thinking on the grass patch for 3 minutes, I went over there. I went inside the building and I went to go find them because I couldn't live with myself.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. This is what this is. Us? Let me just say something right now. This is what we're learning, right? Because we've been talking about stuff like this where we regret not speaking up.
Yeah, the movie theater.
Yeah, like incident. The movie. Yeah, that. So we're speaking up now. Kalila and I, we might die one day.
Stop it.
From it, but we're not gonna let people walk over us. So go ahead, babe.
But I didn't even try to find them to like be confrontational in that way. I just wanted to. I was sad about it, and so I went over. I knocked on the door, and I was like, "Hey, dude." I said, don't come at me like that. Of all the people in this building, I am the last person who would profile you. I left the fucking door open for you. Yeah. If I gave a shit and I fucking cared, if I was suspicious, why did I leave that door open for you?
Yeah.
And he walked closer and closer and closer to me. And then he realized, oh, she's dressed sloppier than me. She has tattoos. Oh, she might be just as brown as me. And then he realized that he had profiled from a distance. He probably thought I was just some rich white girl walking, you know, outside of, you know, walking her dog.
Yeah.
And I was like, I pulled my dog away from you because my dog's an asshole.
Yeah.
But eventually he apologized. He was like, sorry for the misunderstanding, whatever, whatever. But I was like, it made me feel so sad that this dude, 9 out of 10 times, he would have been correct. 9 out of 10 times, if someone looked at him that way, coming into a building, especially on Beachwood here, he probably would have been right. And the reason I tell you he's right is because I have, you know, the app next door. And all my neighbors, all that you see every day popping up on notifications, suspicious black man standing outside. Or suspicious Latino man standing outside, like minding their own fucking business. Like this neighborhood does that. So it made me, I understood where he was coming from, that he felt that he had to confront me about it. But it was just the wrong person.
Can I just say something, though?
And I felt bad after a while.
Yeah, but the thing is that, you know, when I'm hatchet.
What do you
sometimes
mean hatchet?
I'm haggard and hatchety.
Like ratchet?
Ratchet.
Yeah.
I just make up my own words.
I was like, hatchet?
I'm hatchet ratchet.
Like a hatchet?
Yeah, like I'm like a hatchet.
Okay.
I just made up a word.
Yeah.
A hatchet face is like a...
Yeah, that's what I am. Sometimes I have like...
Butter face.
Sometimes I'll have like... You know, when I wake up and I forget to put the I have acne medicine. I use Persigel on my face. And sometimes I wake up, I forget to, you know, sometimes you've seen me where I have white on my face and my hair is all fucked up and I wear t-shirts with holes in it. I've been at the airport where a white mother will if I'm walking, she'll bring the baby or a kid close to her to protect her from me. Right? I don't think to myself, what are you profiling me? I think, yeah, I would too. I look awful. I look suspicious. You know, I would do that if somebody that looked like me came toward my kid. I mean, the same thing happened to me in D.C. I was at the D.C. Improv, and you know who Bill Cosby is?
I think I know who he is.
Yeah, he's a comedian. Oh, very funny.
Think about the artist, yeah.
Very talented. He had his own show too.
What's that show called?
The Cosby Show.
Oh, okay.
And he was in one of my favorite movies, Ghost Dad.
What? What's
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah. It's a great movie. All right. Do you know who Barack Obama is?
What? Oh, I'm making up names now? He's making up names?
Anyway, so there's a hot dog place that Bill Cosby and Barack goes to. And I'm walking into the place, but as I'm walking like, I'm literally 20 feet from the door. I had this thought in my head. I go, where the fuck's my hotel key? So I put my hand in the back of where I put my hotel key, and it was there. But as I'm doing that, I'm walking by a black guy. I swear to God.
Yeah, yeah.
And as I'm doing that, he goes, what, man? You think I'm going to fucking steal? And I go, no, my hotel key. And he just he left, right? And I kept mumbling to myself, but I don't remember what hotel key is. Like that?
Yeah.
And I never confronted him. I would now.
What would you have said?
No, dude, I was looking for my hotel key while you were, you just happened to be walking by, but you want my money? You can have my money. I don't give a fuck. I'm the last person.
Yeah.
Same thing as you.
Yeah, but I told that dude, and he kind of like chuckled. But I was like, dude, that shit hurt my feelings.
It hurt my feelings when he thought.
Like, and he laughed, and he was like, why would that hurt your feelings? I was like, you basically accused me
being racist
of seeing two Mexican guys and then thinking that you guys were going to rob my building. And I told him, I was like, I don't care how, you know, if that's funny to you, but that shit hurts my feelings. And eventually we squashed it and we had like a good conversation out of it or whatever. But it just makes me sad that it's come to that where, you know, he's lived a life where he feels the need to defend himself in that way. But he also does it maybe so frequently that he targets the wrong person. So I felt fucking profiled for being a racist. I was like, shit, this is all going awry. Like, this is the problem with this country.
I don't know why, but this reminded me of another thing that happened to me when I was in 9th grade. So my friend Mark, not my friend. I mean, Mark was, but Mark Golden was my friend. But there was another guy named Art Kimball. And I guess they took some sort of biology class. And then, like, I was at the library. And they learned this new thing at biology class. And they walked up to me and they go, hey, we just want to let you know, dude, you're not going to survive.
Survive.
Just in general.
In life?
Yeah. And I go, why? Because we just, survival of the fittest. We're alpha and we're strong. You're small and you're weak. And you're not going to survive. And I remember tears welling up in my eyes. I'm going to die?
Oh my gosh.
Right? Like they had just learned it too. If I could do it now, I was like, no, I'm surviving.
Yeah.
But I just remember when kids just come and just
say shit.
Just say shit to hurt your fucking feelings, man.
He just walked up to you. We're alpha. Yeah, you won't survive.
Yeah, because they learned the stupid fucking thing in biology class.
Alpha.
Rich kids won't survive.
No, the rich kids will survive.
No.
No, they won't.
No, they won't. Because if you think about how things happen in nature.
Oh, you mean in an apocalyptic moment?
Listen. So when if you look at any ecosystem, any type of intermediate disturbance, whether it's a fire or like hardships, anything, any kind of hardship that an ecosystem goes through is in the long term better for the species. You have more diversity, you have more, they'll evolve to kind of figure out their environment a little better.
Yeah.
When things live in absolute comfort and no disturbance, they devolve. They lose the capability to survive.
Yeah.
So in life, intermediate or some disturbance is actually a positive thing. It forces you to grow. It forces you to be stronger. It forces you to evolve. So like comforts are not a good thing. You gotta kind of maintain that grit, you know.
Yeah, but you're talking in the scenario if there was like an apocalyptic moment where the government shuts down and we have to survive in that way. But these two kids, Art Kimball and Mark Golden, were saying in modern times, I wasn't gonna say they took it out of context. Yeah, in prehistoric times, maybe it was survival of the fittest, but in modern times, it doesn't really, right? If the government's working and it's a capitalistic society, it's not the guy that's the strongest, right? Physically.
It's the guy with money.
It's the guy with the money. It's the guy who has the smarts. The kid, Asan, who opened for me in San Antonio, if you were in San Antonio, weighs 63 pounds. He's 28 years old. No, I'm saying, yeah. He is Indian, right? Balding. He looks like a fucking insect. His whole body. I go, how do you even move? You have no muscle. And he goes, hey, man. This is what he looks at me. You know I'm a doctor, right?
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow. He is?
And I go, I'm a doctor. And I just said, fuck it. I want to do stand-up. You know my dad's the head of NASA, right?
What?
It is. His dad is the head of NASA. I Googled it.
Yeah.
The head. Mm-hmm. My mom, she's the head. She has her own dentistry. Mm-hmm. You know, I have so much money. I don't even have to fucking do this. I'm doing it because I love comedy. He's very funny, by the way. This kid right here is the alpha male in modern times. Now, if society breaks down and there's, you know, a zombie apocalypse and we need to, you know, when physical strength and that is in play, then maybe that applies. But these two fucking idiots in high school were, you know what I mean? They took it out of context. They don't know what the fuck they're talking
about. Art Kimball is not a survivor. I challenge him to a duel.
Well, I mean, Art
Kimball. Do you know what he's doing now?
No, I mean, if I saw him, I would like to hang out with him. I liked him.
Yeah. Actually, Art Kimball, if you're listening.
Let's compare your career with Bobby Lee.
I want to be cast away with you on an island and do Naked and Afraid. And I'm not a very healthy person. I have a heart condition. But Art Kimball, I will last longer than you.
Baby, don't fucking make fun of Art Kimball.
I have your back. I'm just defending you.
I know. I mean, Art Kimball wasn't, you know, that nice to me in high school.
Yeah, he made
me
cry. Are you still like...
He also dunked my head in a toilet.
Pause. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. So are you traumatized by this and like afraid to upset him even now?
Yeah, I'm afraid to upset him.
Oh my God.
Goes don't
deep.
Fuck with Art Kimball.
He goes deep.
I'll fuck with Art Kimball.
Please don't.
I'll fuck with Art Kimball.
I love Art Kimball.
He ducked my
I do. I love him.
You're
dunked
coward.
My head in a toilet.
I'm a coward, yeah. No, but I was always afraid of... I'm afraid of bullies.
So they were bullies and your friend.
Yeah, I mean, I was a bully, but remember my brother, remember that... What his dad's guy, Derek, who's like, who looked like Assam, the opener.
Yeah.
Who I used to pick on. I used to... He had ice cream in his hand. I smushed it in his face.
Dude, you're such a
feeling. I did all that. Being. Hurt people, hurt people.
Right, but then he challenged me. He goes, that's it. On the bus. Remember I told you that?
Yeah.
He goes, that's it.
Forgot about that.
We're fighting. I go, oh, yeah? You little bitch. Right? We meet on a dirt road. He kicked the living shit out of me. And then the next day, I was like a nerd too. I was like hanging out with him, playing flutes. No, I went and took flute class. I didn't give a fuck.
No, you did.
No, I did. I took flute class.
A flute.
I'll be a flutist. Fuck it. But I thought I was like, you know.
A fluter.
Yeah, I'm not like that. No, bullies are important, man.
You need it.
Yeah, there's bullies in comedy now.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to say. I mean, he's super nice, but Rogan. Joe Rogan?
He's not a bully.
He's not a bully, but, you know, like the other day I was like standing outside the comedy store and he didn't make contact, but he started running down Sunset. You know what I mean? And he goes, Lee, or something. He says my name. And he goes, hi-ya! And he does a kick, but he misses my leg by like an inch. That's how you know, so good
much,
he is.
So much control.
But he had so much power behind it, right? And I made a noise. I went, ah, like that. And then the doorman laughed at me, and he kind of laughed, and he walked away. And I went, he did. And I was like, that's kind of, you know. Or when Bill Burr, like, you know what I mean, talks to me about, you got to have a kid.
Yeah.
It'll change your life. Mm-hmm. The other night he was doing that. Mm-hmm. And me just listening. Like, I don't ever throw my opinions. And then when I did, you know what he said?
What?
I got to go home. No, because I go, me and Kalina were thinking maybe, he goes, I gotta go home. I can't, you know, and then he got in the car and he drove away. And I'm like, oh, I can't even say my opinion. but there are bullies in, you know. I'll tell you in the comedy scene.
Yeah.
Here's the guys that play both sides. The guys that are like, you know, the cool kids that hang out with the Heschers. You know who one of them is? I realized Tom Segura.
Really.
Yeah, because I was bullying Craig. So Craig, one of my openers, he was like, I'm not gonna say what he did, but he crossed the line with me, and so I cornered him.
He just offered me a kayak. He just texted me.
Yeah, because I yelled at him.
Whoa.
So I cornered him. I go, if you ever fucking do that again, I swear to fucking God, I'll bury you. And then Tom came up and goes, hey guys, and he shook my hand. He shook his hand, and then he shook everyone's hand. And everyone's like, hey, Tommy. You know what I mean? He's the popular kid in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not a bully.
Yeah. Yeah. Shafir, bully. Yeah. Bully. Who else is a bully? Dalia is popular kid.
Popular kid.
Then there's jocks. Brent Ernst.
Wow, it's like high
school. Jock. There are jocks. Sebastian Maniscalco, jock.
Jock, okay.
You know, and then there are like sorority girls. Eliza Schlesinger, sorority girl, hi. Or like the popular girl who doesn't even say hi to you anymore.
Yeah.
Like I can't even say hi to her.
Who are the known nerds?
Ali Wong. Ali Wong is the nerd that everyone knows is going to be president of the United States. So that she becomes class president. Mm. That's Ali Wong. And then there are ones that are like just, you know, the nobodies. And there's a lot of them. You know the nobodies?
Let's not say the names.
Well, I'm not going to say the names, but there's like a slew of nobodies.
Yeah.
They just hang around, right? And they just know they're never going to do anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you say hi to them too. They're human beings.
Yeah.
Oh, I know one major one.
I know. Don't say the name.
Don't say the name.
Ooh, I want to so bad.
But you know what, dude? It's you should. I know my position in the world. My position, and because there's laws in this country that protect me from physically getting harmed, and if I get harmed, I can sue or call the cops or whatever. Yeah. So, you know, I'm willing to play a victim every once in a while, especially in the comedy scene.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, but I'm still a popular kid, right?
Yeah.
I'm still a part of the popular, cool group. You know, Jim Carrey knows me.
That's what's up.
Very important. This is an important fact.
In case you didn't hear, Jim Carrey knows Bobby.
Bob Saget knows me.
Bob Saget.
You know?
Who else knows you?
Well, Bob Saget says condescending things, I think. You gonna get naked again? He always says that every time I see him. And I want to go, you know what, Bob? I don't do that. I do, but tell him I don't. Yeah. You know who also is the cool kid? Spade. David Spade. He does snide comics. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or just come from the, a circus. What kind of sandals are those? Mm. He'll just walk away. And everyone will laugh because it's David Spade.
The cool
kid. And then I'll laugh even though it hurts me. Okay. Circus. Right. But it's like, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'll get angry a little bit.
He does come home and he'll be like, Babe, are these sandals?
I do.
You're really affected by it.
Oh, I get affected by it. Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah, like
and
Jeff.
Babe, Rogan said these pants.
Yeah.
I should never wear these pants on stage again.
I do that. Like Jeff Ross said something to the other day. He's like, "You're on a show, right?"
Yeah.
I go, "Yeah." They have a wardrobe department.
Dang.
I go, "Yeah." Can you just ask for clothes? And I'm like, "What? I'm wearing clothes now."
Last week, he bought a really cool-looking, bright-colored Montclair jacket vest.
Yeah.
And he wore it to the Comedy Store, and he was really excited to show his friends his new thing. And he came home, and he was really bummed out.
Yeah.
He's like, babe, they said I shouldn't wear this on stage again.
Yeah.
And
The light.
Yeah, and then now he hates his $800 Montclair vest.
Can I have that? No, you can't have it. I'm going to try to work it. With a different outfit.
Slowly.
You know what else I've been doing with that jacket?
What?
I've been Googling the jacket and other people wearing it.
Who else
to see what I need to be wearing with it.
Mm. Oh, like the whole outfit.
Like the models. You know what I mean?
So you look at the models.
Yeah. And I go, oh, I got to do that. But all the models are good looking.
But what
and
do they
tall.
Wear? What do they wear for pants? Like camo pants?
Like, well, they just wear like clothes I don't even fucking have.
Yeah.
Like other Moncler pants. You know? So it's like, yeah, the people made fun of me all night.
I like your style.
Yeah.
You
say, what are you, a jelly belly? You know what I mean? People saying with my jacket on. It's yellow. Are you wearing a vest? Because I'm yellow skin.
Damn, these
people
really stuck with you.
In one night, though. The first night I fucking wore the fucking thing.
I remember because you wore it, guys.
Yeah, I haven't worn it since.
Because remember he was checking himself in the mirror. You're like, guys, fucking
Yeah.
Oh,
I regret it, getting it.
I thought you were going to get the more expensive one, too.
Yeah, I should have got the more expensive one. But, Yeah, so you know, I mean, I still get bullied, but you know what? We should speak up for ourselves, though. Mm. Everyone listening now, Slep King said, speak up for yourself. Don't die. Read the situation. But you know, you should always just, I just have this inner thing of like, I have to just take it, but I don't. And the prime example is the movie with Hereditary, when we did that, you know? But that was a weird podcast, huh?
Oh, we're stopping? Don't we have questions?
We do have questions. I'm just saying, was it weird? What'd you think of it?
I thought it was
I like it.
So
except for
weird.
The hour and 45 where we got in a fight.
Well, that was a long
That was such
gap.
A long break.
Everybody on three. Sorry on three. One, two, three.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Before we get to the question, though, do we want to get quick thoughts on the biggest fight of the year? Just really quick picks.
Who?
DC
Stipe Miocic versus Daniel Cormier.
It's a super fight and I think that Cormier. Mm. I think Cormier.
It's so hard, you? This
just
one.
Pick it, go. He's the Cormier.
It's so hard. But I love DC just a little bit more, so I hope it's DC. Same.
I'll tell you also Cormier why is that the only loss he's had is to John Jones, the greatest fighter ever in UFC history, I believe.
But you also have to realize that, you know, Stipe is somebody that...
He's a beast.
So many people sort of didn't believe in until he beat his 10th person, you That's know?
Crazy. He beat Ngannou. When he beat Ngannou, I was like, oh, yeah. This guy is no joke.
Yeah.
I not ripping on Stipe. I think Stipe is probably the best heavyweight they've ever had.
Longest champion.
Longest champion. Yeah. He's very good, consistent. Yeah. I would like to see Cain Velasquez to come back.
That'd be a good fight.
But that would be cool. But
we want DC.
But obviously, in the other fight, I want
Ortega?
Max Holloway or Ortega?
Ortega for sure.
Wait, we can't say that we're going to be in Hawaii. We can't say we're rooting
for
DC.
You're going to be in
I'm not going to say it there.
Okay, we're going to pretend we're like rooting for Max Holloway, right?
But T-City is, I've been a fan of his for a very long time.
So fun.
And the way he finished Frankie Edgar was magnificent. He hit him like a baby, like he hit a kid. Frankie left the canvas and flew backwards. And he could choke out people. He can do everything. But can I just say something? Again, like Stipe, Max Holloway, no joke. Mm-hmm. Max Holloway is a warrior. And
so dangerous.
Very dangerous. Who else is fighting?
Those are the two big fights. And then there's smaller fights like Francis Ngannou and Derek Lewis.
That should be fun.
That'll be fun. Derek Lewis is a big guy, very strong.
I'll stand up.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Mike Chiesa and Anthony Pettis. I don't know. Anthony Pettis is kind of,
Are you over him?
He's good.
He's good. It's just
he's a journeyman.
Six losses, though.
Yeah.
Top of the world. Top of the world. That's kind of it.
That's it?
Yeah.
I'll still watch it.
How come there's only a girl fight? Is it Jamie Moyle?
I know, there's only one girl fight. It's the first fight. Everything else is guys.
Yeah. I thought that was kind of
unhelpful
weird.
Advice. Do it.
Unhelpful
advice with Bobby.
I want to try to do it.
And Kalala.
Unhelpful. I want
to
try.
Oh!
Unhelpful advice with.
Why'd you say it again?
But you sound so southern. I love it.
I want to do it my own style.
Unhelpful advice with Bobby and Kalila. Unhelpful advice with Bobby and Kalila.
He seems to be
George?
Having trouble with
George, I want to hear this. George?
You do it.
Unhelpful.
It just went to normal. It's the worst thing I've ever heard.
God
damn it. Try it. Go deeper, dude. You got to go deeper.
What higher?
Unhelpful advice with Bobby and Kalila.
Unhelpful advice with Bobby.
You have no bass to your voice.
You have no
at all.
Is mine good though?
Yeah, it was
pretty
good.
You get pretty low.
You get pretty good.
Unhelpful advice. Unhelpful advice with Bobby and Kalila.
Literally, it's like Michael Clark Duncan in Green Mile.
Hey, all right, do it.
You have to do yours first.
Oh no!
Yeah, try it, baby. You have to try it.
She almost went to an accent.
Yeah. Deep, babe. Go deep, babe.
On.
Go deep.
You sound like Kawinda.
Finish it. Commit to
you
it,
sound
babe.
Like Kawinda.
I don't know how to stop.
Don't do Kawinda. Do it.
I have a pretty manly voice. Already.
I know.
On helpful advice with Bobby. Why are you making me do that?
Because I love it.
Finish it. Start from the top.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
Get it out.
Get it out.
Unhelpful advice with Bobby and Kalila.
I want everyone on video to watch her face while she does it. You look so dumb.
Why do you have to contour your face?
This is your neck.
So
this is your
funny.
Neck, Kalila.
It's so funny.
Like a turtle.
Oh, God, that was so good.
Oh,
thank you so much.
What's up, Tiger Belly crew? First off, the last podcast with Adam Ray was hilarious. Almost shit at work. Anyways, wow. I was adopted from Seoul and fresh out of the oven, and I was flown to California where I grew up outside of Fresno. I don't have any info on my birth parents other than my mom's name and the district I was born in. I've been getting these strong urges the past couple of years to try and find her, and I've decided that when the time's right, I'll move there for a couple of years. I got one big problem, though. I'd be leaving everything behind. I guess you could say I got everything I need here. Family, friends, girlfriend, desk job. But honestly, I'd give that all up just to find my birth mom and learn more about my country. Hell, I'd even wash dishes in some alley if that's what it takes to survive.
Oh, my God.
I've only had a few people tell me about this idea, and they all say this won't do anything for my future or career. I know you probably had to make huge life changes, so my question is, how do you deal with all the pushback and keep your goals in sight?
Also, what kind of friends do you have if all they think there is in life is your future or career? What about your soul?
Yeah.
What about the things that actually, like, matter, that they the easy for them to say? They have their birth parents.
But it's
they
also, know who that is. It's not going to take 2 years.
Yeah.
Also, why would meeting your birth mother have to be such a drastic thing? Like,
I get that. All right. Especially, you know, here's a guy who was adopted probably by white people. Mm-hmm. It's always the case. So that's the assumption I'm going to make.
What do you mean?
He was adopted, right?
Yeah. Okay, let's.
And white, he had white parents.
Okay.
That adopted him. Mm-hmm. You're Asian. You grew up in this white house. I can only imagine that your whole life you're like, I mean, I love these people and they love me and I love them like my parents, but you know, you want to long for your own flesh, mm-hmm. and where you came from, and you know, and you know, your little personality quirks and stuff. Like, I know where I get when I look at my brother and he gets rageful. I know he gets that from my dad. It's cute. You know,
is
you
it?
Know, you know, some of my, you know, loud, you know, things that I do in public is from my mom. Mm-hmm. It's cute. Mm-hmm. And I know where I get it from. I also know in terms of like diseases, like my dad has high blood pressure, his stroke and all those things. You just want to know what you're made of and who you are. And I think I get it, but I don't think it's going to take 2 years. You have to live on the streets, like, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be that dramatic, yeah, I don't think.
You could maybe spend a couple of months.
Yeah. Hi, Remy.
Why don't you just find her and then take like a 10-day trip out her to meet her? Yeah. If she's even open to that.
She might not be open to it.
She might
not
want to.
You know?
So you also have to prepare yourself for the fact that that's a possibility, that someone does not want to meet the son that they...
I know, but you know what? It's like, even if right now I've imagined me, like, you know, on stage, and some kid that kind of looks like me, mm-hmm. comes up to me after the show and go, hey, I just want to let you know you're my dad.
Mm-hmm. Your reaction?
What? Who's your mom? Let's just say Jennifer Field.
Very specific.
Very real specific. Person.
Or, you know, any of my, you know, I mean, or, you know, whatever, whoever.
Yeah.
Or, so, like, I remember I had sex with a girl from Portland, and I did it with no condom. Oh, so it says it was her, right? And he's like, yeah. So I forgot her name. Let's just say Sandra.
Was that the girl who came to your show and would try to give you like nipple tassels as gifts?
No. That's not her.
Oh.
What? Okay. Wait. That's a weird. Okay.
And so, and I said, well, is that girl? And then I would be like, oh, fuck. I never knew. He's like, I know, but yeah, I just wanted to meet you. And I'd be like, well, you want to have lunch? I mean, I would want to know what his life was like, everything about him. I want to know everything about him. Mm. And if he doesn't want to know me or any of that, then that's fine. That's his prerogative. But for me, I would want to be a part of his life in some degree.
Like, can you imagine, you know, Julie, my niece who was with us for 3 months,
yeah.
her dad wants nothing to do with her life. Can you imagine that?
I can't imagine.
She's such a great girl.
It's insane that people do that. But oh, I have to fart. Hold up.
Oh,
but,
my God.
Strong. But.
Yeah. I took Imodium to AD. That's why.
Oh.
So there, I know that it's shit free. That's why I pulled it out. You know, I could put the strength in it. Anyway. I was just sidetracked. My second show in San Antonio,
yeah,
a Saturday night, maybe like 80% of my act is done, and I had a big fart.
Mm-hmm.
And I just stopped the show and I said, like, hey, guys, do you mind if I just fart in the mic to see what it sounds like? And the whole crowd's like, yeah. I farted in such a way it was a 2-minute laugh. Like, it literally, I did it. It went like that. That's what it sounded like. It had like 9 different sounds to it. You know, popping, like that. And it just caused an eruption of laughter. And I was laughing too. And it just was a minute, a couple of minutes. Yeah, I mean, anyway.
Do you guys know the Instagram account? I think it's called Just Farts. Let me see.
No. Oh, that's cool.
It's the greatest thing. You guys have to follow, Just Farts. Wait, let me make sure that's the correct.
While you do that.
Yeah, it is. Just _ farts. And here, I'll show you. It's just a guy in the dark recording his farts.
How do you know it's real, though?
What do you mean? He's like, Just Farts. His bio is, come check out my farts. 100% real farts. DM me your farts if you want to be featured.
Bob, you got to do it. This video clip, send
Hold
it
on,
in.
Let me see this one. Yeah, that was his latest one.
Is it videos or just all black?
He only has 600 followers.
I don't know.
How did you discover
How
this?
Do you find that if it's 600?
He has 600 followers and he's following 4,000 people.
The only way you could find someone like that is if you actually search farts on Instagram.
No, I think one of your... We got to find one that mimics yours. Oh my God.
Oh my God, that was a good one.
That's great.
Like all these comedians follow.
Okay, so that's, I think, one of your openers. I think Craig actually.
Yeah, Craig. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, this guy, back to this guy, we've been talking about farts.
He's like, I want
to
see my mom.
I want to see my mom.
I'm going to find out who she is.
You have every right to look. And if she was a decent human being, I think she'd want to meet you. And I think I would go for it. But don't live out there for 2 years and become a dishwasher.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there are ways to reunite without having to give your entire life away. And also, if your friends aren't supportive.
Weird, yeah.
I find that to be really weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
Hi, Remy.
All the dogs are coming in here.
Unless they're aware of the fact that, like, maybe she was, like, some, you know, crazy horrible, person. Yeah. Crazy person. Baby, no. Because the puppy, babe, don't put puppy on a table. The puppy will fall.
Oh, well.
Break its bones, yeah.
Oh, it'll break its bones?
Yes.
Jesus,
okay.
God.
Give me that.
Puppy off.
Oh, right, my gosh. Oh.
Get the puppy.
Any shows for Bobby?
No
shows.
But when's your next show, babe?
I don't remember.
Go to BobbyLeeLive.com.
Show of life.
Be
You're going to Portland
show.
Pretty soon.
Yeah, my neck hurts so bad. Okay. But anyway, that was a weird podcast. But you know what, guys? They're not all
home runs.
But this was, there were some interesting things in there.
Solid triple.
I think there was some solid good stuff in there.
A triple?
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I think there's some good stuff in there.
Well, we're leaving for Hawaii.
We're going to Hawaii.
Also, I know that we have a lot of fans on Oahu, which is not where we're going. We're going to Kauai.
Why would you say? They're like, oh.
No, so come to Kauai.
Saying, yeah. So what I'm saying is if you live in Kauai, and because Bobby sleeps all day and I'm looking for someone to hike with or
if you're
a woman.
Yeah,
if you're a woman,
sorry, yeah. Good disclaimer.
I'm looking for someone to hike with and someone
with
to keep
dudes.
An eye on me.
you see a picture.
They all look like
nine.
Jason Momoa.
Oh yeah, that would be amazing.
Yeah. No.
Or someone to keep
Tony
an eye
Thornburg
on me.
Tony Thornburg and Jason Momoa.
While I dive.
Yeah.
That would be great.
I'll go.
You're not going to come with. You're going to wake up at like 3 p.m.
No, I'll dive.
You're not.
I am.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can't wait for you guys to watch the fights in the bar there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so any announcements, or shout-outs, reverse shout-outs from both of you?
No, thanks everybody for jumping on the website, getting the merch.
Oh, that's right.
Thank you so much.
Guys. We actually doubled the amount of merchandise that we put out this time, mm-hmm. and it still went pretty fast.
Yeah.
It is 10:52 p.m.
Same day
on July 2nd, and I think we only have 10 shirts left.
Yeah.
So
and we kept our word, released at 10. So if you're still complaining and saying I didn't get it, you got to beat the people that set the alarm.
Yeah. You guys really set your alarm.
Yeah, it was
because at 10 a.m. I think that
it went quick. It went quick.
Really, really fast.
And shout out to your niece. People love the beautiful model. If you're listening to this, she's probably not listening to
she's
this.
She's not listening to this.
Jules, you're beautiful. Very
she's
beautiful.
So sweet. And she probably felt so uncomfortable being photographed.
She killed it though.
Yeah, she's beautiful. Isn't that crazy how her whole life she's felt inferior to her peers because people
what
have
for?
Told her that she's too.
Dark
she's too dark
because of it, it's Filipino
yeah, it's
culture
Filipinos,
man.
Man.
That TV show everyone
that white those whitening products that they just throw in your face they
oh,
put
yeah.
it out on TV And I'm like, my God, Jules.
And all the celebrities, I feel like, are all half. Like, yeah. Always half something, yeah.
So, yeah. It's a pity. But she's beautiful.
And then Fritter is still up for adoption.
Yeah, you can go to at Mayday Rescue. That's M-A-E-D-A-Y Rescue.
Boom.
And I think that's all I have on my end.
Yeah. So make sure you follow us on Instagram at Tiger Belly, on the Twitters at the Tiger Belly, and email us any questions or any helpful advice at thetigerbelly@gmail.com. You can follow Kalila on all social media at
Calamity K. Also, I'm being real about the whole Kauai thing.
Yeah. How would you like people to reach out to you? DM? Do you want to do a fan meetup?
I don't want to do a fan meetup. I want to go hiking. And I don't want to go where all the tourists are going. I want you to take me on a moderate hike that where I won't run into a lot of other people.
But also beautiful and happy.
2 to 3 miles along a...
Yeah, I could go even 4 or 5. I'm cool with that.
Let's do somewhere with kind of a busy trail just so you don't get murdered.
Also, you have... I have to cross-reference like your Instagram. There's got to be like real images there. Like if you're contacting me and it's like there's no photos,
avatar,
or no nothing. Yeah. You have to be a real person. I'm being serious because I know Bobby's just gonna sleep for a whole week. Yeah.
So let's say you should DM Kalila, and then she'll.
But also, no, I'm like a really awkward person in like real life.
Not really.
And I might sweat a lot.
That's true.
And so if I'm a little bit like standoffish at person. Don't take it personally, right, George?
No, you're super nice.
I'm nice eventually, but I'm a little bit like I do this.
Oh, you do pull back. I've seen you meet so many people I've introduced you to. It takes you literally like 15 minutes.
15 minutes about?
Yeah.
And then I get real nice.
It's
right?
More like you're just really just analyzing. I don't analyze.
I just observe and make sure that they're not going to judge me for like sweating on their shirt. Because that's why, like,
Jesus, gosh.
I don't want to, like, shake their hands. Like, I want to, for some reason, like, I got to be like, hey, just so you know, like, I'm wet. Mm-hmm. My whole body is wet. That's why I'm trying to, like, keep a safe distance,
let's not
you know?
Make that as the opener of meeting people. Hey, what's up? I'm so sorry. My whole body's wet. Watch me do a low voice. Watch my neck.
Okay. Was I worse than George?
The voice was fine. It was more the physical like motions of your face and what your cheeks did. I was like, how did she move her cheekbones to a different location on her face?
You know what's so sad is that I have a pretty big mouth.
Yeah.
But I don't utilize it the way I could. You know how Julia Roberts, like when she speaks.
And her smile. Ooh.
Yeah. It's like the best. I don't have I have a deep mouth. I have a wide mouth. But I don't use it to its full capacity. I should. Appendix this week.
Yeah, I was about to say. You're giving the internet so much meme and audio.
I've been thinking about doing vocal coaching too. Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
You can sing, right?
No, not at all.
Just
tone deaf.
Hold out this note.
30th percentile. I know this. God damn it.
Hold it out after I do it. George. Okay.
I know I'm not good at singing. I'm the worst.
I just like hearing you go.
Great rhythm.
No, his is like,
I know it's off. All I know is it's off. I don't know which way it's off. That's
George, where can we follow you?
George_Kimmel.
I really like your shirt, and you look very handsome today, George.
Why, thank you.
Yeah. After she shut you down before the podcast.
What did I say?
I don't know, but it was hurtful, and
he was actually sad.
Were you sad when I said, "Look, here's what I think." I thought
your interpretation was so wrong that I was like you thought with the guy picking up your dog. I was like, that's
you profiled
that was
him.
Me. You profiled
him.
I profiled you. I'm sorry.
Classic profiler, Kalila, over here.
I'm sorry. Look, George, you know I'm a major proponent for putting your face on all merch, and I've been. The one
I know
person,
I'll never get my face on
I
merch,
said,
so I don't want you to be
sticker,
awkward like saying
here.
No. You know, I'm trying
said,
to shut down comments.
One, but I want the, I'm going to feed the other one, so I want to keep him.
Okay. I want your face on all the stuff we have, except that when we have artists submit stuff.
Yeah, I know.
People gotta draw him in.
Yeah, so if you're an artist and you want your stuff on a shirt, add George in there.
Yeah.
That 80s trio actually, originally was
we
just
really
the three
don't
of us.
Design. Yeah. We really don't design. Shirts or tell artists what to do. It's they
do
they
it.
They do it.
No, we just find stuff. Yeah,
we find stuff. We like just audience inspiration. Like, just you guys just do it.
Oh shit! I forgot to tag the artist on the shirt.
We'll tag it. Forgot his name. Yeah, he's awesome. He's a really cool guy. He's actually when we find out, because he actually works in LA. He has a lot of billboards. Like, he's legit. Does.
No, of course. Look at that. That thing he drew for us.
He's amazing. That guy's amazing. But follow us all on social media. Make sure you check Bobby's tour dates on BobbyLeeLive.com. And guys, that's our show tonight. Good night.